Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Today is Thursday, November 25th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Here is your forecast for the holiday weekend. There will be partly to mostly sunny skies today through the weekend. Look for highs in the mid-50s and lows dipping down to 26 degrees on Friday. In our top story, all three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery were convicted of murder Wednesday in the fatal shooting that became part of a larger national reckoning on racial injustice. The convictions for Greg McMichael, son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan came after jurors deliberated for about 10 hours. The men face minimum sentences of life in prison. It is up to the judge to decide whether that comes with or without the possibility of parole. Federal authorities also charged the men with hate crimes, alleging that they chased and killed Arbery because he was black. That case is scheduled to go to trial in February. In business, South Hills Mall and Plaza, a 60-year-old shopping center at the border of Raleigh and Cary, has new owners with ambitious redevelopment plans. The developer and investment company teamed up to buy the property for $38.4 million. They say that the shopping center known as Cary's oldest mall is overdue for a facelift. The developer said he's likely to pursue a mixed-use development with new retail, dining, office, and residential spaces. Another possibility is adding the $193 million town-sponsored sports complex that had been slated for the Cary Town Center grounds. It's unclear whether the current tenants, including the Grand Asia Market, will remain. In sports, Friday features a showdown between UNC and NC State football at Carter Finley Stadium. It also will be Senior Day at Carter Finley Stadium. The Tar Heels have won two in a row in the series, meaning NC State has yet to defeat Mack Brown in his return to Chapel Hill. In other words, it's a big game. The game begins at 7 p.m. And finally, after you've had your turkey and you're ready for some fresh air, check out some of the area's most festive light displays. We've put together a list of free neighborhood Christmas light displays to take in across the triangle. A few even have the option to sit, stand outside your car, or walk around. Head to newsobserver.com for the list. We're taking a holiday break and will return on Monday. Have a great holiday. And for the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.